This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, I mentioned this earlier, but let's go to this now. College students say it's not okay to celebrate Thanksgiving.
Yeah, well, I think that, like, Thanksgiving has been misconstrued a lot. Especially in textbooks, and it's kind of just based off of the genocide of indigenous people. And I don't really think that we actually give them anything. We just eat a bunch of food, and it's just a bunch of capitalist bullshit.
We're here today at McAllister College, a small Christian private school in Minnesota, asking students if it's okay to celebrate Thanksgiving.
Ooh, leaning towards no, I feel like with, you know, the historical context, you know, kind of the awful oppression of, you know, indigenous people, like the holiday is really, like, praised by...
Even a guy, probably say, are you a man? You'd probably say...
things to, like, uphold.
You know, I just don't want to say I'm a man.
The original, like, the celebrating a feast really isn't.
Do I have to be the one that asks?
Notions of...
All right, I'm not asking.
What the actual holiday was?
Well, I mean, the entire thing is sort of based off of indigenous peoples and the murder of indigenous peoples in history.
Not really, but what do Americans do except for celebrate unethical holidays?
What other holidays are unethical?
Columbus Day. I mean, Christmas... break.
First people hung in this country were Italians, you bimbo.
Schools are celebrating as Christmas break.
Sure. Do you celebrate these holidays?
More or less.
Is it okay to celebrate Thanksgiving?
No. Yeah, it's probably not as bad as Christmas or...
You know, I can't decide what's worse. Is it that this is the embodiment of higher education in America, or is it their ignorance, or what is the worst part about this?
Sucks. I'm pretty anti-religious, so I think that they're just like...
Why are you at a religious school then? There's a church right over there.
It's true. It's true. It's a good point.
Is it okay to celebrate Thanksgiving?
That's a good question. I think it's okay as long as your values are in the right place. So the history of the holiday is obviously not the best. And it's very violent and oppressive, but if you are celebrating like the value of... gratefulness.
But you see, all of this is aimed in one direction. Like, you can go look at any country's history. I mean, there's violence, there's conquering, I mean, there's enslaved, there's everything. But see, only America, it's like only America has any of that in its history, so America's bad.
Mostly fine.
So the question we're asking, is it okay to celebrate a Thanksgiving holiday?
Yes.
We've been hearing from a lot of students that they won't be celebrating Thanksgiving because of the history of the holiday. How do you respond to that?
I see it more as, like, a time to spend, like, time with your family and, like, to enjoy, like, being together and be thankful for that rather than for, like, what the actual history of it is.
Okay. Is it okay to celebrate Thanksgiving?
I would think it depends just because all the education that we've gotten in public school has only told, like, the side of the story from, like, the white colonizers.
So what do you think the real
colonizer?
I think the real Thanksgiving story... I don't know what it is because I wasn't there and because I don't have all the historical information.
I mean, the public school education tells you that Thanksgiving was this great meeting where, you know, the Native Americans...
This is hilarious. This is not even true. You know, where did they get this indoctrination? From the public schools.
It ultimately happened on Thanksgiving.
I guarantee you they're not getting this from their history lessons at this university.
Response to this.
Well, there's a lot of American holidays in which, like, which are based on, like, our oppression of other people. So, like, if that's the case, like, we shouldn't celebrate the 4th of July or, like, a lot of other holidays.
Yeah, independence for the individual self-government. Yeah, yeah. Throwing a dictatorship king out of power. Yeah, yeah.
Even other religions get time off for that. So, like, that's just, like, a slippery slope at the end of the day.
Yeah, yeah. How do you plan to celebrate Thanksgiving this year?
Eating with my family. Yes. Eating with my family, watching football.
That's just a joke. It's just sad how indoctrinated these college students have been. You know, I'll never forget my professor's name, Dr. Mary Ellen McVicker, who taught part of her history course was how you have been lied to about history, but like the lies that the public school tells you, like those kids believe. It was the greatest class I ever took. The best. It was real history.
InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, and we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste, and it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation. InfoWarsStore.com. That's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here is how it's going to go for the third hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm going to be with you for the next three segments. Alex Jones is going to be rejoining the broadcast at the bottom of the hour. Then we're going to air a brand new Caitlin Bennett report. Then we're going to hear from Alex Jones again, and then Mike Adams will take over Loaded for Bear. Now, in the next three segments, I'm going to get to a bunch of news. I will open the phone lines, but here's the problem. I'm not going to have time to take a bunch of calls, but I'll say this. I'll be back hosting the War Room today. I may not be in the chair at 3, but I eventually will be back hosting the War Room today, and I will take calls during the War Room, guaranteed, which is part of the InfoWars live broadcasts, 3 to 6 p.m. Central every day following the Alex Jones Show. If I'm not in the seat by 3, you'll be probably more happy to know that Savannah Hernandez will be in the host chair, and so a little easier on the eyes. But I eventually will be back, and I will take your phone calls on the War Room if I can't get to them all here on the Jones Show. Before I get into the rest of the news, have to remind you about the specials at InfoWarsStore.com. All kinds of great specials. I was given the gift of the Jeffrey Epstein didn't hang himself t-shirt earlier. I thank the crew for that. That was a fun surprise that we had about an hour ago. But we've also got the supplements on sale, 50% off many, if not all, at least 50% off, some even more deeply discounted than that. Free shipping and triple Patriot points. It's all part of the Black Friday sale happening right now. You know, the VasoBeat Complete, very, very popular here, sold out quickly. It's back in stock. That's 50% off the beat formula that is so popular right now. Bodies right now at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. I'm a big fan of that. Super Male Vitality. I actually need to get some new Super Male Vitality. I may place an order right here live on air. In fact, if anybody in the warehouse is listening, just go ahead and put a couple bottles of Super Male Vitality with my name on them, please. I need to get some more Super Male Vitality in my supplement closet. I'm running low on that, so I'm going to get the Super Male Vitality myself. I'm not even kidding you guys. This is amazing. I'm not surprised that I run into a bunch of, you know, InfoWars fans and conservatives at the gym, but I have people now that come up to me at the gym talking to me about InfoWars supplements. Hey, when is VasoBeat going to be back in stock? Hey, how much longer can I get DNA Force Plus for 50% off? Hey, I love the new Ultra 12 formula. I take it before I work out. Have you tried the Turbo Force for a pre-workout drink? It's great. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com, ladies and gentlemen. And you know, of course, your support there keeps us on air. We are, by the tech censors, the most banned news network in the world. All right. Let me finish off this news. And I'll tell you what, let me just give out the phone line number now so that we can have them lined up for when we come back. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX. Again, I'm only going to have maybe two segments to take your calls. I'll take as many as possible, but I'll be back hosting the War Room today, and I will dedicate the War Room to taking your calls. So let me just finish off some of this deep state against Trump news here, and to kind of cap off where I left off. As Trump cases arrive, Supreme Court's desire to be seen as neutral arbiter will be tested. This is so key. This is so key. From MSN.com. Now, is this our Robert Barnes authoring this story? I don't think it is, but it's authored by Robert Barnes and Ann Marimo. Nonetheless, the story is all about, and we've already seen one, but they know it's going to be more. Supreme Court blocks subpoena for Trump financial records. The point is, the Democrats are doing everything they can right now to do anything and everything, to get anything and everything on Donald Trump. And so it will ultimately land on the Supreme Court's docket to say, can they do this? Does Donald Trump have any rights? Can the Democrats just do anything they want? Subpoena anyone they want. Call anyone they want to testify. Subpoena any records they want from Trump. Shut down anything that Trump has ever set foot in or runs. Do they have all these rights? And of course the answer is no. But that's the point. Can the Supreme Court remain a neutral arbiter of justice? Or will it be totally corrupt by the left, just like everything else the left touches becomes corrupt? And yes, this will be a pivotal moment for the United States of America to keep a fair and balanced Supreme Court that isn't dominated by liberal progressive politics, where they promote progressive ideologues and activists to the bench to pose as judges, like Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who won't even step down from the chair that she cannot fill. It is an abomination. But again, I want the whole scene, if you can. I mean, I'm not, the crew does everything on a dime here. But it's like Ruth Bader Ginsburg is the Skeksis, just literally disintegrating in front of everyone's eyes, but refusing to give up the Templar of power. That's Ruth Bader Ginsburg, because it's all about power. It's not about grace. It's not about dignity. It's not about justice. It's about power. If Ruth Bader Ginsburg had any dignity, had any integrity, had any grace, she would step down. But all Ruth Bader Ginsburg cares about is power. And the Skeksis look-alike is just a physical embodiment of what the left is. They're a dying, decapitated, ugly husk. They're a violent activist, political ideologue wing posing as everything else but that. As a justice, as a president, as a news reporter, as a protester. No, you're all just left-wing, progressive, ideologue, psychopaths, totalitarian control freaks. You just pose as all those other identities. But look at John Bolton now. U.S. national security under attack from within. Oh, yes. No, John, that was you. But, of course, he's insinuating it's Donald Trump. No war mustache. You were the one that wanted increased intervention in Syria over fake news. That was you. That was you, John Bolton. Anonymous author pledges to reveal identity soon. You know what? I don't even believe it. But it wouldn't even matter. There'll be another Anon author that comes out. And then there'll be 10 more. And then there'll be 10 more Blasey Fords. I mean, who knows what the left is going to bring out next? I mean, seriously, like, who knows what these, it's going to be, it's like the circus. I mean, you're standing there, you're watching a three-ring circus, and it's like, whoa, an elephant. And then it's like, whoa, an elephant that spins on its head. And then it's like, oh my gosh, a tiger. And then it's like, oh my gosh, a tiger that just pretends to eat a human. I mean, you see, that's what the Democrats are doing, just shock and awe and shock and awe. So who knows what the Democrats are going to do next? Burn down buildings? Set Trump Tower on fire? Continue their malicious and vicious attacks of Trump supporters on the streets? Continue the censorship on the internet? Continue all their lies and misinformation? I mean, who knows? Maybe Adam Schiff will literally put on a clown wig and a clown nose and testify as a whistleblower. I wouldn't put anything past these people right now. So, we've got your calls lined up, folks. But, you know, Alex talked about this earlier. And again, this should be like, you know, number one story. U.S. fertility rate hits record low after four consecutive years of decline. But nobody cares. But if that headline said Trump fertility rate hits record low after four consecutive years, it'd literally be the bottom line on every news publication. So, oh, humanity's dying. Can't even reproduce anymore. You know, no big deal. Oh, Trump farted in the wind and, a squirrel smelled it. It stopped the presses.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation, it's Owen Troyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I'm in the Twilight Zone right now, folks. I see the left in a total cult mentality, then projecting that conservatives and Trump supporters are in a cult. We've all seen what's happened with, to put just two names on it, Charlie Kirk and Nick Fuentes, or you could say TPUSA and the Groypers. But I swear, I'm a little confused right now. So the story comes out, Chick-fil-A's charity director donated to the presidential campaigns of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, and then I guess Chick-fil-A is now donating to the Southern Poverty Law Center and other such groups. And then they also said they would stop donating to anti-LGBTQ people. So I guess that means they were just donating to everyone, and the left hated them for that. And so then they catered to the leftist mob, which didn't affect their bottom line at all because they were still the number one fast food chain in America, but did it anyway. Then they come out, and conservatives get mad because they basically cater to the left now and not the conservatives that made them the number one fast food restaurant. But here's why I'm tying the issue of Charlie Kirk and the Groypers to this Chick-fil-A story. Charlie Kirk tweets this out. Chick-fil-A betrayed us. We stood by them for years during every attack and controversy. Despite this, they announced they will no longer support Christian organizations. Even worse, it has come out that they support the Southern Poverty Law Center. No more Chick-fil-A ever. So I guess you'll never see Charlie Kirk at a Chick-fil-A again if you believe that. But I'm confused because wasn't it Charlie Kirk the one bringing in the LGBTQ agenda to the conservative movement? And now he's pissed that Chick-fil-A isn't standing up against the LGBTQ movement? I'm sorry. That is just a little confusing. I think I've entered the Twilight Zone here. Maybe the Groypers can figure that one out, because I'm just a little confused by that one. So we'll see if the Groypers can get on that. All right. I've got the lines lit up right now. So let's take your calls for the next two segments before Alex Jones joins us back. And then the callers I don't get to, if you want to call back into the war room, I'll take calls then. Let's go to Connor in Indiana to start us off. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, what do you think about Rocky Trumboa?
Oh, well, did you see the Washington Post reported that's a doctored photo? So even though, everyone's probably seen the Rocky movie and recognized Sylvester Stallone as Rocky with the steroid body, and the photo's obviously right. Photoshopped with Trump's head, I was just a little confused, and I'm glad the Washington Post points out that is a doctored photo.
Well, he's going to go down as a legend, but to go back to what I was calling about, I think to bypass the censorship and to really bolster Trump for a clear landslide 2020 win, which I think he will already, is ending the federal prohibition on marijuana. Because if there's something that speaks to both sides, I really think it's marijuana. And like, just like the dog thing he signed the other day, it like turned leftists, like they were like minimizing it. And I think if he ended the prohibition on marijuana, it would turn the leftists into hardcore prohibitionists overnight.
Well, let's think politically on this issue, because I have before. Politically, Donald Trump moving for the legalization of marijuana is such a strong move that it's really unmeasurable, I think. And I don't know how to explain this, but it's like all those people out there that hate Trump because they've been indoctrinated into this hatred by the media or their university professor or whatever will immediately love Trump because at the end of the day, they love their weed more than anything.
Yeah.
And so Trump can literally just like splice out all of that noise if he moves against or moves to legalize marijuana. And then think about the youth vote that will turn out. Think about the pothead vote that will turn out. Think about the people that just want freedom of choice. Maybe they don't even care, but they're sick of the war on drugs. It would be such a political move for Trump to move to legalize marijuana. I think it would put the 2020 election in his back pocket. Now, I don't expect that to happen, but that's just a response to your phone call, Connor. Thank you so much. Let's go to Nick in Michigan. Go ahead. Oh, hey. Is that doctored? Is that photo of Trump smoking a joint doctored? I can't tell. All right. Sorry, Nick. Go ahead.
You're right. Can you hear me all right, Owen? I finally got a new phone. Seems like I always have trouble just calling into the show and not anyone else.
Well, I can hear you.
Okay. Good to know. My phone call is a bit, if you want to say off topic, just something I've been wanting to call in about for a while and just never able to actually get through. Just wondering if, you know, I have a worry in my heart. I'm a Trump supporter myself. I voted for him. Just worried that, you know, he's not necessarily going to cross any of the real lines that are drawn in the sand between him and the deep state. You know, it seems so far up to this point, it's just been regards to getting anyone in trouble for what they've done. Hillary, the bunch of them, it's just been talk. I know it's a lot of, you know, waiting on the proper process to do all this, but if you compare Trump to John Kennedy at this point in his administration, you know, what Kennedy was probably, I think he was dead at this point. He had issued an order, I think in October of 63, to withdraw troops from the Vietnam War. He crossed the oil barons' path with the oil depletion rate to, you know, limit certain allowances on oil, so the oil barons were mad at him.
You know, I will say this: if you're gonna compare Trump and JFK all day long, I think that you know you'll reach your conclusions. And I'm not trying to put a damper on what you're saying. However, I would say this: you know, JFK obviously got assassinated by the deep state, and they covered it up with the FBI. And then the deep state got more entrenched and more confident than ever that they could do whatever they wanted. So let's say Trump's already recognized that, and that's why he's not taking the JFK approach. I mean, that's just to play the devil's advocate to your call.
Of course, yeah, and I want to say, establish that I am a voter. I want to vote again for him. Just, you know, the two main points I'd say are geoengineering and 5G, really, are two things that you have to wonder are the cause of the decline in our, like you were talking about earlier, the progression of our society. We're not even meeting the reproductive rates.
Well, you know, here's what I'll say. As far as the 5G stuff and some of that other stuff that we want more done from Trump, even the censorship. Well, no, I would say this. Like the 5G stuff, I get it. Trump thinks it's big for the economy. You know, he's all about kind of progressing with tech and everything. It's good for the economy. He's a businessman. So, like, for that, I mean, whatever. He doesn't understand. I guess he doesn't have a survival instinct, like the survival of mankind, literally, that 5G could wipe us out. But there's a weird, like, I would expect him to have more of a self-preservation instinct to do something about the censorship. But not even that. To do something about the deep state, even. To do something about the criminals that shot JFK in the head and then buried it. That's what worries me more than anything. I get that the 5G is probably the bigger issue, but I can also understand why Trump misses it. But if he doesn't have the self-preservation survival instinct to get these deep state criminals off of his neck and back and everything in between, then you really wonder what's going on.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that Without you, we won't be on the air. And I spent a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalists this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, Alex Jones will be back in the next segment. Then Mike Adams in the fourth hour. We also have a Caitlin Bennett report we will air. But I've got your phone calls lined up here again. Callers I don't get to, you can try again on the War Room later this afternoon. Let's go to Mark in Colorado. Go ahead, Mark.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Hi, Mark.
Hello. Yeah, hello.
Hi.
Cool. Can you hear me?
Mark, I've said hi to you five times, but I guess you couldn't hear me. Let's try Tyler in North Carolina. Tyler, hi.
Hey, Owen. Nice to talk to you again.
You too.
The first thing I got to say is y'all got to start mentioning that White House petition to pardon Roger Stone. I signed it. Everybody I could get to sign it signed it, but it's just stagnated.
Yeah, believe me, I know. It's kind of like, I mean, look, we're in a vortex, a cyclone of information here, and so we just try to keep up with it, and it's almost impossible to even stay put on one main story, even if we wanted to.
Oh, yeah, I know. And Alex was talking earlier about automation. I'd like to direct you and y'all at InfoWars and all the listeners to a short story called The Machine Stops from 1909. I forget who wrote it. I'd have to look it up. I read it recently. Very, very telling thing there.
How about this one for a existential question? It's beyond if a tree falls in the forest and no one's there to hear it, doesn't make a sound. Let's say we bring in some AI automation and people sign on or whatever, and then they think they're turning into machines. And then literally it's the end of humanity. We're extinct. There is no more humans. Does the universe even exist anymore?
That's a good question. It really is.
I don't think so. I think we're living avatars with God's spirit, his soul, shining through us, experiencing this consciousness, and if we get shut down, the whole thing shuts down.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Revelation will tell you that. You know, after God's influence is gone for the world is done.
And if it's not man's influence through God, then there is none. Yeah, exactly.
Pretty much.
All right, Tyler. Well, I don't know if that's where you wanted this call to go, but that was pretty cool stuff. Let's move on now to... Let's go to Uncle Sam in Louisiana. Go ahead, Uncle Sam.
Happy Thanksgiving there, Owen.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. The Democrats are trying to ruin Thanksgiving, but they won't.
You know, there's 365 days out of the year you can go around and complain about stuff. You think they just leave one day?
No, exactly. That's what I'm saying, man. They can't do it.
Yeah. They're miserable people. But, hey, everybody do your Christmas shopping like I just did at the InfoWars store. There's something for everybody. I mean, there's cell phone covers. There's, you know, you've got shirts. You get them toothpaste. I mean, just do your Christmas shopping. Give the gift of freedom.
If you got a conservative in the family, the political shirts at InfoWarsStore.com will be a hit.
Yeah. Yeah. Hell.
They love them.
And hell, give one to a liberal. Trigger them.
Oh, that's almost, now that's almost a gift for yourself.
Yeah, well.
Just to see that. That's giving the gift of Christmas to yourself. Giving a liberal an InfoWars t-shirt just to get their triggered response, that's just a gift that keeps on giving.
Well, I'm making my life to go out there and trigger them, so what the hell.
This is true. Well, what did you want to call in about today? Anything breaking on the Badass Uncle Sam YouTube channel?
Just the same stuff you rage about, man. Everybody's just waiting for this hammer to drop and wonder if it's going to drop, you know. And
2 weeks?
Tired of the promises.
They keep saying 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know. We got 2 weakness to death here, you know. It's enough already.
I'm about 2 weeks short from 2 weeks ago, and I'm 2 weeks late from 2 weeks ago.
I hear you, brother. I swear, and it's just like Alex said, as you know, and you've been preaching too. It's like, you know, Trump's got about a month. If it doesn't drop within a month, we can just kiss this all goodbye.
And here's the thing, too. Like, every human has the same instinct, folks. It's just like any project you have or something around the house, you can ask your kids to do it, your husband to do it, or, you know, something. If it doesn't get done, you just end up doing it yourself, okay? And I don't know what that means, but that's just a pattern of life. Thank you for the call, Uncle Sam. Let me get another one in here. Let's go to Liberal in New York. Go ahead, Liberal.
Hey, Owen, how's everything?
All right.
Okay, so I listen to your show quite a lot, and yes, I'm a liberal, and I do take offense to some of the things that you say, but my question
offense?
To you is, yeah, but hold on, my question to you is, do you think that Trump has you all fooled? And the reason why I asked this, Owen, last week, he renewed the Patriot Act, and I haven't heard a peep out of InfoWars with respect to that. And that is something that should be of utmost importance.
I think that's a fair point. I can't even say that I ever saw that or covered that. If I wanted to be a Trump lackey, I would say, well, he'll use it for good, but I won't do that.
Absolutely not. And I think one other thing, Owen, I think that he has totally destroyed the Ron Paul movement. When Ron Paul was running and when his message was strong, he spoke about the Federal Reserve. And now you see there's a marriage now between the Federal Reserve and the stock market. And Trump won't do anything with respect to the Federal Reserve because they're the ones propping up and propagating this fake stock market, stuff that Alex raised about years ago. So what's really going on? I think Trump has really fooled you all.
Well, let me just say this, because, look, I'm not in a cult, and I think that you put fair points forward. Believe me, if they've gone through your head, they've gone through mine. To comment on the Patriot Act thing, because literally I haven't even seen this. I can't even see this full story, guys. It kind of gets cut off. I'm wondering if there was basically he passed this to cut some deal with the Democrats to pass something else. That's kind of my first thought on this. But again, it's not like Trump has ever spoken out against the Patriot Act. I will say this, liberal in New York, and I have said this before. Trump is either the white knight and all the corruption will be brought down and he'll eventually do it. He's the Dark Knight, and he'll have to fall and be the fall guy, but all the corruption will eventually get exposed and cleared out. Or he's the Dark Prince, and yes, he has totally fooled us. He's totally bamboozled us. He's stolen our momentum and our energy to save America into something else entirely, which is just the continued promotion of globalism, which he's not doing politically, or from his bully pulpit, or even legislatively. But when it comes to the 5G and some other things and the censorship, we wonder about that. So I said that. He's either the White Knight, the Dark Knight, or the Dark Prince. Do you think he's the Dark Prince?
So, okay, I don't necessarily believe this. I just want to foster a conversation between conservatives and Democrats. And here's my last point before I jump off Owen. Since Trump came into power, I've seen a big divide. Conservatives can't talk to liberals anymore because they're only focused on Trump, and not necessarily the important issues that we all fought for once upon a time. I still see perpetual wars. I hear talk about him pulling troops out.
Well, look, hey, I got 30 seconds left, and I think this has been a great call. And you say liberals can't talk to conservatives anymore, but I think that this conversation right here is proof to the opposite. I think what you have is brainwashed pigeons, humans with the IQ of a pigeon, that just are totally driven off of hatred that is derived from mainstream media lies, that I think we would both agree on that. But as far as the globalism and stopping the foreign wars, I think Trump has stopped the momentum there. I think he has, tried to bring troops home, tried to stop the momentum of globalism. Does that mean he's perfect? No, but I think that's a fair call.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's mind control. Mind control. Corruption of your thoughts. Destruction of your soul.
The pale faces are taking over. They're everywhere now.
Maybe call it with the pale face talk, Dad.
What? We can't say that now? So what are they called?
I think just white people.
White people? But they're not white, they're pale.
As this audience of informed activists know and are acutely aware, the highest levels of poisonous anti-human propaganda aren't in the news shows where they know people are paying more attention, but they're in the entertainment programs where people are in a form of suspended disbelief and go into a dream state, a daydream state, literally a close to dreaming state with their brainwaves. And it's in that highly suggestible state that the real programming happens, entertainment movies and shows, and also in comedy programs, which the deep state admittedly programs heavily. The late night shows, Saturday Night Live, you name it. So right now I'm going to hit a piece that aired this weekend, and then at the start of the fourth hour I'm going to hit another one dealing with Nigerian phone scam type information and Nigerian email scam type situations and their spin on that. But first let's get into the first Thanksgiving. There's a lot of embedded propaganda here, but the white pilgrim goes to the Native American's hut. And there's an elder there that is suspicious and thinks it's a usurpation, an invasion, a takeover. But the young ones, no, they're young and dumb and politically correct. Now, of course, the white pilgrim is a pedophile. He wants to have sex with a 12-year-old girl, but the family is fine with that, so you have normalization of that, just a little thing they always want to throw in, because that's the less religion, is destruction of youth. They can't kill them in the womb or outside the womb. They certainly want to rape the hell out of them and destroy them that way. So that little box is checked off. And then the white man is dirty and doesn't wash his hands. It's implicated that he's trying to steal their food. But the big message by the elder or the chief is that, well, he heard from a fox, meaning Fox News, obviously, but 400 years ago this would be a fox, you know, out in the yard, that these people are here to take over your land, take over your resources, and poison you with biological weapons laced into the blankets. So let's just pull back from there and look at what's really happening. The truth is, when the pilgrims arrived here, there have been other expeditions, and they've been at Jonestown, other areas, murdered and eaten. The Native Americans were a lot of different tribes. They were constantly at war with each other, and they would show up, this is all in the history books and in their own histories, and demand that you ally with them and help kill their neighbor who they had ancient beefs with, or they would kill you. So the truth is, they were just as warlike as the Europeans, just as savage. In fact, in many cases, more so, humans all act the same. So let's stop to putting the noble savage idea out there that they're all perfect and, oh, we stole all this stuff from them and all the rest of it. Also, it wasn't for 200 years later, about 180 years later, the French and Indian War, that there are letters from British soldiers and officers when they had smallpox and their blankets had pus all over them. If there was a neighboring tribe that they were at war with, yes, they would leave the blankets for them to get them and to die. Absolute biological warfare going on. The Huns used to catapult people with the Black Plague over the walls into Chinese cities. They used to throw them down the wells, the water wells. Yes, biological warfare is about 6,000 years old that we know of. Okay? That's just a fact. So, but the point is, it's all that only white men do this, and that white men are inherently bad. But the truth is, they're bringing in all these giant third world populations and weaponizing them and brainwashing them against America and against the West. We've been taught to be open and have a Christian ethos that the pilgrims finally did realize, Martin Luther King, all of that, Martin Luther King Jr., and now they're using that openness against us to fill all the migrant populations being brought in with hate for America and that whites are inherently bad. So the truth is, the whites did come with manifest destiny, did take over the United States. Now everyone wants to get in here. Not that we're perfect, but because of the Christian Renaissance ethos, we have more freedom, we have more wealth, we have more power, we have more medicine, we have more success. Though, as we become less truly Christian, that's all flying out the window, as you know. So I want to air this piece here and analyze it. It's just that it's very funny because it's very true. Everyone knows you bring in an outside group, and if they don't assimilate and there's more of them than you, they're going to conquer you. Well, if they're conquering you with medicine and electricity and jet airplanes, that's pretty cool, right? If there was some superior country out there with better medicine, better technology, better people, I'd move there. Okay? If they're brown people, that'd be great too. I think brown people look good. I like them. But see, we can't give up our ethos. And we can't let the globalists demonize Western ethos because they want to replace it with the globalist system, the globalist overwrite that's a post-human exterminist plan. So here is that report. Owen Schroer will have more to say about it. And then I'm going to get into the other piece they put out Saturday and just the incredible propaganda within it. So they're showing the irony of how we're saying we need a wall, we need to control who's coming in here. And then they're implying that, again, that's racist and that's bad, when really it is all about survival, especially when the leftists are bringing in these populations and programming them against us. That's really the problem with the equation. Here's the report.
Wow, this food is amazing, Mom.
Yeah, it sure is.
Yes, Mrs. Hontas, the corn is very delicious.
Well, I'm glad you like it, John. But again, our last name isn't Hontas.
No, we don't have last names, John.
Oh, right. Sorry, I guess I messed up again.
I guess you did.
It's okay, John. You're doing fine.
I'm just so nervous. I really want your family to like me.
They do like you.
Would you excuse me for a sec? I just have to use the restroom.
Oh, okay.
Well, John seems nice.
He is, Mom. And thanks again for welcoming him to Thanksgiving dinner, even though he's...
A pale face?
Grandpa! That's not nice. You're being prejudiced.
I'm not prejudiced. I just see that the pale faces are taking over. They're everywhere now.
Maybe cool it with the pale face talk, Dad.
What? We can't say that now? So what are they called?
I think just white people.
White people? But
they're not white, they're pale.
Dad, stop it. He's going to hear you.
Oh, phew. I guess my stomach was a little upset. I feel a lot better now.
Look, he didn't even wash. His hands are bone dry.
Yeah, so, John, Pocahontas tells us you're turning 30 soon.
Yep. Yeah, a couple of weeks.
And you do know she's 12, right?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
I have an idea. Why don't we all go around the table and share something that we're thankful for?
Oh, I love that idea. Well,
I'm thankful for our land and our great and mighty chief. And let's hope he finally builds that wall.
Grandpa?
What? We need a wall. I heard those illegal settlers are coming over here with their diseases and guns. And we need to protect our borders.
That's just so rude and offensive, Grandpa.
Yeah, where'd you even hear a thing like that?
Fox.
Grandpa, you gotta stop talking to that crazy old fox.
He knows what's up. It makes a lot more sense than that lying peacock you talked to.
You know what? It's okay. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion.
Exactly.
Can we just have a nice Thanksgiving dinner without you bringing up politics?
Fine by me.
Yes.
Please.
You know what? I think I have to excuse myself again.
Oh, sure. Okay, babe. Grandpa, you're being a bigot.
Is John okay? That's the second time he's excused himself.
Maybe because Grandpa keeps freaking him out.
Or maybe because he's stealing from us.
What? John doesn't steal.
I'm just saying, since those illegals showed up, a lot of things have gone missing lately. Buffaloes, land.
But Grandpa, the pale, excuse me, white people have made some good contributions to our land.
Oh, right, like those ugly blankets that are getting everybody sick.
Who told you the blankets are getting people sick?
The fox. He knows what's up. He also said these illegals...
Stop calling them illegals! They're just regular, hardworking people seeking refuge.
And since when is it our job to take care of this world's problems?
Okay, Dad, that's enough.
Hey, guys, I should maybe get going.
Bone dry again.
Stop it. John, please stay.
Yeah, I'm sorry about my father. He's just a little old-fashioned.
Oh, it's not that. I just think my stomach is having a hard time digesting this food. I saw some whole corn kernels in my stool, and I specifically remember chewing them all.
Yeah, that happens to me, too.
Me, too.
Yeah, it's something about the skin on the corn. I think it doesn't break down.
But that doesn't make sense, because it's only some of them in my stool.
Right, like... three or four?
Yes, I saw exactly four just now in my stool.
And I saw three yesterday. Wow, John, I guess we have a few things in common after all.
Yeah, I guess so. Friends?
Friends. I'm not touching your hand. You just cracked twice and your hands are bone dry.
Oh, sorry.
Grandpa!
Hi, folks. I'm Will Ferrell. And if you're anything like me, you know there's a lot of problems in this crazy, crazy sketch. I mean, white actors playing natives? What is this, 2014? But no matter what year it is, or what color we are, or whether we get our news from a fox or a peacock, one thing's for sure. None of us can die.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.